Here in the last couple years, every time I see an underdog, or anyone for that matter, pour out their lives with passion, faith, and zeal for justice, hope, and right things, into my mind comes the word hero. Sometimes, just watching someone's over-the-top valiant effort against overwhelming odds moves me so much, my heart filling with water, and it just runs out my eyes. I feel myself just bubbling up and running over, pointing and saying loudly, "Look, isn't that incredible?" I just can't help myself. In my heart of hearts, it is God moving, stirring me to see His heroes. In the days we live, there seems to be a line being drawn between those who pour out their lives for things amounting to nothing and those who grit their teeth and wade forward into bullets, smoke, a hail of controversy, opposition, and a seemingly constant opposing tide, all for the right reasons and right motivations, spot in the middle of a siege of blood and fire. Oh my, oh my. Even as I'm writing and imagining, I feel the water rising in my heart and my eyes are beginning to leak again. I mean, it's just so righteous. Even saying, "It's just so righteous," isn't enough, but those are the best words I've got to speak of the phenomena of heroes. Religions and faith systems without Christ aren't just wrong, they are so wrong. And relationships which trust and believe in the Son of God aren't just right, they are so right. To me, Paul of Tarsus was a hero. In the face of overwhelming odds against him, he had faith in God. He trusted God right to the end, regardless of the religious multitudes who wanted to shut him up. Paul, according to the opinion of many around him, had a knack of telling the truth long, loud, and often. There were religious leaders who considered that a fault. He believed God at his own personal peril. He did what he did, not for money, recognition, power, or glory, but for love. Most of the time, heroes are scared like anyone else. After all, they are human just like any of us. It's not like they are suddenly without fear or concern, but they act as they do because there are things more important than being afraid. Somewhere in them there rises up a moral obligation, something which inspires action regardless of any sort of fear or not. A lot of times heroes talk about being scared, but in the moment they found seemingly superhuman strength or the will which allowed them to act or help them do what they had to do. A hero can be anyone, like a teacher, a coach, a youth group leader, or even the old guy down the street. They influence our lives, making a huge difference, even though at the time we may resent them. They persist and persist and persist, much of the time going unappreciated during our lifetime until we're older and remember those extraordinary people in our lives. Maybe we'll sit back and remember that without that teacher who taught us to read, write, or count, we would never have been able to get a job, go on to college, or comprehend what we read. But above all, they taught us to think and they were powerful in our lives. I'm Social Porter, and this is Outposts, cool jazz and contemplative conversation, brought to you semi-live from a rural cafe at the end of the road. It's beautiful for its situation, a simple gateway to greater things to those who are interested enough to engage. What is the greater idea of a hero, a warrior poet whose life reflects right character and teaches us the value of good boundaries? What is the Lord talking about when the phrase is used, mighty men of valor, and can anyone be that person? Come, go with me. Sit back in your big armchair, put your feet up and your ears on, and I'll be right back.